This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The growing gap between the rich and the poor in this country has been a topic of much discussion. And it turns out part of the problem could be who we marry. Marketplace's Noelle King has the story.
Some economists say the rise in inequality can be partly traced to assortative mating. It's a biological term that means
left to their own devices, people, and for that matter, other creatures, will mate with others that are like themselves.
Paul Oyer is a professor at the Stanford Graduate School of Business. He says highly educated people tend to marry other highly educated people. More education usually means a higher salary. Professor Christine Schwartz researches assortative mating at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
In the past, you used to have husbands, they tended to marry wives with lower earnings than themselves or no earnings at all. And now husbands with high earnings tend to also have wives with high earnings.
Not everyone believes assortative mating has a significant impact on inequality. Seamus Khan is a professor of sociology at Columbia.
It's what we sociologists would call structural factors. So the huge declines in taxation rates, the massive decline in unionization rates. It's really that that explains most of the rise in inequality and not who's picking whom as a spouse.
Khan says those things explain inequality far more than who is picking whom as a spouse. I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.